Hello, come on in. Hi, everyone. Welcome. Well, I get my name changed here and get everything set up. You come on in. Welcome, Coach Judith. If you raise your hand, I will promote you. Perfect. All right. Let's get started here as everyone's coming in. Hi. Hi, Leah. Hi, everybody. Welcome. If you think you are on the call, titled 100 pounds or more to lose coaching call, you're in the right place. This call is for everyone. And I am going to ask people in a minute to raise their hand who are on a 100 pound to lose or more journey. So either you identify as someone who has 100 pounds to lose or you're somewhere on that path. So Coach Judith is here. I want to spend a second with you before we get started. Nice to see you too, Amy. So, I want to introduce myself formally. I am Coach Julie. It's so good to see you. I am an OBS coach, and my primary role here at OBS is working one-on-one with clients through the one-on-one coaching experience. So that program is geared towards a member who wants a more tailored and personal experience of working privately with an OBS coach on a weekly basis. So you, of course, can find me in the Facebook group and ask coaches every day as well. I also moderate calls and I host live calls like this one. I do a few things behind the scenes as well. So I'm pretty busy here at OBS. It is the greatest gift of my life, let me tell you. So I haven't seen you for a little while. So, for those of you who haven't met me yet or heard my story, I just want to share a minute. I spent most of my life as sort of an athletic build human. And then my mate and I, we adopt senior German Shepherd dogs in 2007 on a first walk with our newly adopted dog, Sophie. She got scared and leapt out into the street and dragged me with her. And after seven surgeries and more than 1,000 hours of physical therapy, I lost most of the functional use of my right hand. So, having not developed coping skills, and all the pain and sort of situational depression, I ate and ate and ate and ate and ate. I thought that the food numbed away the emotional and physical pain that I had. Now, let me tell you, clearly that didn't work because every day the pain was there and I was just gaining weight. But my brain at the time told me the food was taking away my pain. It wasn't. Eventually, I had to stop doing the eating, which I did, but I didn't have answers to what I could do instead. And it took me some time to figure it out. In 2015, I was standing outside of a restroom bathroom in Starbucks, and I read an advertisement on the corkboard with like all the local comings and goings. There was a flyer for the first ever base to space. I bet most of you don't know what that is, but it's an urban stair climb up the stairs of the Space Needle. In 1 second, I scanned the QR code and I registered to do that climb. My mate came out of the bathroom and I shared what I'd done. And they thought I was crazy. I have to tell you, I was 350 pounds plus, had like 3 months to train, and I lived on an island where the tallest building was two stories, and that stairwell was private. And to make matters worse, the staircase at the Space Needle is outside and it spirals around the elevators that were up and down. But here's the thing, I was determined. I had all the motivation. I decided how I was going to train. I would run down through the town, all the way down to the boats at the port. and then climb the 86 stairs up from the port to the top, and then run down through the town again and do it all over again. But in the beginning, at 350 pounds, I could do that like 2 to 5 rotations before it was too much for me. But by the end, I could do that circuit 15 times. And I want to tell you, I made it to the top of the Space Needle. And that was just the beginning of me becoming a competitive stair climber at 350 pounds. I climbed the Stratosphere in Las Vegas, the Columbia Tower in Seattle, the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere, One World Trade Center. And that was just the beginning. I've climbed so many more buildings, and I'm climbing so many more moving forward. My size, my age, my ability, it was never going to define what I was able to do. I knew I could do whatever I set my mind to. And that truly was just the beginning. And then I found Corinne, and fast forward to today, I've lost 88 pounds so far. I plan to lose another 80-ish. We'll see. I'm not ready to decide today exactly where I want to land, but suffice it to say, I'm halfway through my journey, doing the same thing that you do every day. I'm a NoBS woman. I'm a NoBS coach, and this is my story. So thank you for letting me share it with you. I have just a few businessy things to tell you about. You know, we always have help on these calls. Today in the Q&A in the chat, we have the guardian of our feelings and the protector of our nervous systems, the venerable Coach Judith, with us today moderating. She will be in all caps so that her posts stand out as the moderating coach. So I'd like to ask everyone to not use caps, so that her posts do stand out. Make sure that the chat is set to everyone so that we can all see your brilliance in the chat. And again, I just want to remind you, every NoBS woman is invited to this call. And I'm going to ask now that NoBS women that identify as being on a 100 pounds or more journey, anywhere on that journey, this call is for you. You get to be coached today. Raise your hand. And I also want to remind you, if you are not coached today on screen, everything that we're coaching on can apply to you. So let's remember that we can use the coaching that happens here and apply it to our own lives. So let's get started. I think I saw Sherry's hand first. So Sherry, I'm going to promote you to panelist. And then we'll want to have you unmute and make sure your camera is on. Sherry, the unmute. Mute is in the bottom left-hand corner, usually of the screen. And then do you have your camera on?
Oh, hi. Sorry, I raised my hand by mistake.
Okay.
It's not working at this time, but your story was inspirational, and I'm just here to observe today.
Lovely.
New to be NoBS and just participating and learning as I go. I've lost 10 pounds so far. I am definitely on the journey of needing to lose 100 pounds or more. And, you know, I'm just here to learn from everybody, including yourself. And thank you so much for being a part of my journey.
Thank you so much. We'll see you real soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Wendy, you're up next. Let me go ahead and ask you to unmute. Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
And have you turn your camera on? Ask to start video.
Okay. There we go.
Hi. What are we working on today?
My biggest problem is stress.
Okay. I don't necessarily stress eat, but I find when I'm very stressed, I start putting on weight, even though I'm trying to be, you know, stick to plan. And I don't know how to overcome that. I used to do keto and I did really well and I stayed on keto and all of a sudden my stress started going and I started putting the weight back on. Mm-hmm. So now I'm trying this, but it's like I was doing so well and all of a sudden life gets stressful and I'm not changing anything. I'm just starting to put the weight back on. It's like, goodness sakes.
What are you doing for stress management?
That's, I think, my big thing. I think I need to find something that works for stress management. That doesn't take a lot of time because, of course, work is very busy. I take care of my dad who has Alzheimer's. And so it's got to be something that's quick but can be very helpful. Any suggestions?
Yeah, sure. Well, tell me what you've tried so far, and I'm happy to give you suggestions, but let's see if we can come up with something that's very specific to you. So when you feel the most stressed, what kind of things have you tried?
I try to just kind of sit and breathe through my, I did yoga when I was younger, so I try to do some of, you know, at least just the breathing exercises. Mm-hmm. I try to do a little walking, but I had two knees replaced last year, so I'm still getting back to my endurance with that. But I don't know. I think I need to find something, meditation, or even if it's quick. And I don't know of anything, you know, how to go about finding that so it can be quick. Because, yeah, like I said, my life, all of a sudden, my life work-wise has been crazy.
Well, I think your idea of like meditation and including the breathing is so great. Maybe you just haven't found the right tool for that. And let me make a suggestion of one.
Okay.
So for example, like doing a box breathing technique where you count to four and you breathe into the count of four, you hold to the count of four, you breathe out to the count of four, and you hold to the count of four. Now, you can do this in 3, 4, 5 rotations. And in the middle rotations, my recommendation is to put your hand over your heart and really just like connect, like put your feet flat on the ground, like do sort of a grounding exercise. Connect to your physical body, feel yourself breathing it in. And when you breathe in the next circle, reminding yourself like, I am safe. You know, so you count to four and you breathe in, I am safe. And you hold, I'm safe in my own body. And you breathe out, I create my own safety. And you hold, I am safe in my own body. And you remind yourself that you are in charge of your own safety in your own body.
Okay, that sounds very doable.
And yeah, so we bring our breathing with us everywhere. Corinne always talks about doing, we bring our doable hunger with us everywhere, like our satisfaction and our hunger. It's the same thing. We're going to breathe through every life experience we have today. So it doesn't take up any extra time to just use breath in a way that actually helps regulate our nervous system. And it sounds like that's really what's going on for you. You get stressed, your nervous system gets activated, and then it just stays activated because there isn't something that you're doing to offer it to kind of calm it down and bring it back to your, like what Coach Jane calls home base.
Okay. Yeah. I think I can do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's so nice to meet you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll see you soon.
Yep.
Bye. All right. So good, Wendy. Like everyone who is here, we all have stress. That type of breathing technique, you could go up to the count. Angela, I'm going to bring you up while I talk. You can go up to like the count 8 or 9. That gets to be a big hold. My recommendation is like a 4, 5, 6, and then go back down 5, 4. So you've kind of gone around 5 times going up to 6 and back down to 4.
Hello.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm well. What do you want to work on today?
Well, I'm pretty new to the program. I've been doing it for about a month. And the first, you know, week or two, I lost a little bit of weight, but then I gained that back and I've gained about 3 more pounds. So I think I'm just struggling to, I have still need to finish module 4, but I think I'm just really trying to work on my doable hunger. And mm-hmm. I have the whole issue of, you know, it's really overwhelming to leave food behind on my plate. You know, it's like, I feel I've been doing it, but it feels super foreign and just, you know.
Well, let's dig in on that a bit, right? So let's do a reminder for those of us who are here that haven't totally gone through an OBS, the weight loss course. So there are circumstances of the world. So you have a plate with food on it and you have thoughts about leaving bites behind, right? So you have bites behind on your plate, you have thoughts about it, and your feeling is overwhelmed. What are you thinking about leaving bites behind?
I think there is probably a little bit of a feeling like wasteful, just it makes, I did it today at lunch and I was like, you know, just do it. It's okay. You know, you don't need to make room, you know, to fit it all in, you know, you're done. But yeah, it's bizarre to feel that feeling of anxiety there of like, oh no, you know, sorry, here comes my little guy.
No apology necessary. So let me clarify. Oh, hi. You're having thoughts about it being wasteful, leaving bites behind, and that makes you feel overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So let me ask you, what do you think about giving your body more food than it needs?
Yeah, I don't want to do that. You know, like, I don't want to do that. That's not helpful. It's not helpful for weight loss. It's not going to be helpful for, for all the things I want to do. You know what I mean? Like an accomplishment in life, you know?
How is it wasteful to eat those bites?
You're going to answer for me, Emmerich? You're going to answer for me. I think I've heard Corinne say or whatever, it's like you think to yourself, I don't want to be wasting money. I don't want to be, throwing things away, you know, and it's just this whole feeling of like, you know, I need to be frugal and I don't know, you know what I mean? Just feeling like it's somehow wrong, even though I know it's not what's best for my body, you know?
Right. So all that's really going on here is you have thoughts mm-hmm. and right now you're listening to them, right? Like I'm being wasteful or I don't want to waste money. They're just thoughts, right? You don't have to listen to the things that your brain says all the time. Your brain is designed to offer up all the thinking. Right. So if the next time, I want you to think ahead, right? We're talking about intentional thinking here for a minute. If you think about the next time you have two bites on your plate, what do you want to think about those two bites?
I guess I want to see them as a victory of if I don't eat them, you know, that there's I've accomplished something by not consuming more food than I need, you know? Okay.
So you want to think I'm not consuming more food than I need and it feels like a victory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but I want to offer you, you said you were a new member. You've been a member for a month. You said?
Yeah, it's about a month. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's really normal for us to go through transition to, we've all practiced the old way of thinking about food for a very long time. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to have this down in a month, right? You know this, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's taking a step back and realizing like the goal is to be very comfortable leaving two bites behind eventually, but at the 1 month mark, maybe you practice serving a little bit less. Maybe you leave one bite behind so that you are literally doing a little gradual like progression to the full-on two bites behind and stopping it enough. Maybe that jump from new member, still doing the No BS weight loss course, all the way to having it down. Maybe it was never supposed to be a month.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what could be an interim step that you could have a goal of?
I've started doing that where I've been trying to serve myself a little less, you know, so that, you know, I'm case in point for lunch today. We barbecued yesterday. So when I went to go make my plate, I put just, you know, one rib on my plate and one little scoop of potato salad, you know, whatever. And I did leave one bite of potato salad behind, but I've started doing that kind of thing of being like, okay, I'm going to serve myself less. So I want to continue to do that. And then the other big thing is I really do want to do the whole, like, leave a bite, at least even just one bite behind, you know, I really just want to, there's my one bite. I did not going to eat that.
Honestly, Angela, I think this is so great. And when you're ready, it could be two bites, and you know what? It might eventually five bites for all you know, but it's just having some self-compassion where you're truly, truly learning the entire program, right? You still have module 4 to finish in No BS, right? So you allow yourself the space to finish the entire program. And while you're doing that, you're making like just slightly smaller changes, right? Just a little bit smaller, not a lot smaller. Like you're serving a little bit less and you're for sure leaving one bite. And then when your brain has thoughts about it being wasteful, you're normalizing that, right? Like, of course your brain is doing that. That's so normal. Like, you've been doing that for how long? How long have you been working on your weight loss journey?
Oh gosh, you know, my whole life. By the time I was 12, I weighed 200 pounds. So that was when I got put on my first diet, you know, so.
Okay. So you've been practicing this mindset for a lifetime.
Right.
1 month does not create the new habits, right? Like, new habits take 60, 90, 120 days, depending on what type of habit it is. So practicing compassion, that normalizing piece. Have you heard of the 4 ends new belief process that Corinne has talked about?
Not yet. Kind
of new. So there's normalizing. Well, noticing your thinking, which you are noticing, you think you're being wasteful. There's normalizing your thinking, where you remind your brain, it's okay. Like, the things that my brain tells me is normal for them to come up. Brains do this. Your brain just says it's wasteful. And then the neutralizing piece, which is taking the story down to the facts, which is basically you have a plate with food on it. And you get to think any thoughts you want about that plate. So picking thoughts that work for you, like, I'm serving less. I want to leave one bite behind. Eventually, I'm going to leave two bites behind. And then by the time you're done with No BS, you're going to leave all the bites behind to stop at enough, whatever that means. For each mm-hmm. of us, that's different, right? And then you make that next best thought, where really at the 1 month mark, you're a No BS woman that's learning how to use her doable hunger.
Right.
Right. It's like that self-compassion at that next best thought. And your next best action, we already talked about, which is serving less and leaving one bite for today until you're ready and just slightly more comfortable to leave two bites. How does that sound?
Yep. It's like any muscle, right? It's like you knowing that you started out, you could only do 2 or 3 rounds on that, on your track, and then eventually got to 15 and then climb the space, you know, which is awesome. So, yep, I get it. You know,
it is exercising a muscle. And for any new member that is on this call, like, 1 month, I want you to celebrate you, Angela, like 1 month and you're already leaving bites behind. You've lost some weight. You've gained some weight. This is totally normal. This is how it works to learn. 1 month and you're already figuring out your doable hunger. This is a win.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? This is a win.
Just not the judge, right?
Yes. So when your brain says it's being wasteful, what do you want to do next time?
Yeah. Think about the fact that, you know, I don't, I think about the puns of, you know, I'm not, it's not wasteful not to add it to my waist.
Right. That's so great. I mean, it's true. Mm-hmm. And like, remind yourself of the little steps, right? The true magic of no BS, honestly, for so many of us, is that each of those little steps add to big change. Mm-hmm. And the diet industry teaches us it's all these big actions, and really little habits become big change.
Right. Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
All right. So glad you're here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, so good. Everybody who's here, if you're new, you can do an emoji. And if you can remember when you were new and how it felt to be a new no BS woman, same thing. Let's give Angela some love. Catherine, you're up next. I remember it like it was yesterday, honestly. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, I'm so nervous.
Oh,
just I decided to raise my hand.
I'm glad you did.
Okay, so I've been with no BS for about 3 years, and I got down to, I lost 60 pounds. Recently, I've put back on like 5.5 pounds, but I feel super confident about doing the doable hunger. Like, I'm a total badass with, you know, at meals, waiting for hunger and stopping when satisfied. But the one thing I seem to still struggle with is wanting to eat sweets, like off-plan sweets. And I've tried planning them, but I'm just having this struggle with, like, I want to just go get some ice cream. And then I just basically say, F it, I'm going to go do that. And so I just wanted some insight from you on, like, just give me some coaching.
Okay. So tell me what it means to, I tried planning them. So what happens when you tried planning sweet?
Yeah. Well, I'll put ice cream on my plan, let's say even twice a week or something. And then I'll just eat it like another day too. Like, it doesn't, I get the idea of, you know, I should plan for where I'm at, but it doesn't seem, I still struggle with overeating, like eating it off plan if it's not there. I mean, I guess I could plan ice cream for every day. And
why aren't you?
Okay, I guess because I'm afraid of eating ice cream every day. And the thing with ice cream for me is, like, I have trouble stopping. Like, I'll go get a pint, mm-hmm. and I have trouble stopping at, like, even one cup. Like, I want to eat the pint. So maybe, like, if the only way I've done it in the past is I'll get the ice cream and then actually, like, throw away some of it. Mm-hmm. And so I've, like, been able to throw away like maybe half a cup and then eat 1.5 cups. But yeah, I guess I kind of knew that planning it every day should maybe be the next step, but then it just makes me feel nervous. Like, I don't want to eat it every day. Like, I'm not eating it every day right now.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you plan every single day?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like popcorn.
Okay. And like, you eat it every day and you're fine? Or do you sometimes choose to not eat it?
No, actually that can be another one that I struggle with, overeating. Okay. But like all my meals is like, I don't really struggle with that. Like what I eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's usually something snacky. Like, I've thought about closing the kitchen in the evening. It's usually evening snack.
Let me ask you a question. You're willing to put the ice cream in your mouth, but you're not willing to write it down more than twice a week?
You make such a good point. Yeah. I mean, I was literally just thinking probably what I need to do is put it on my plan every day. So then I have to have that discussion because I've heard Corinne coach on this, but it's like mentally getting there.
Right. Let me just like unfold it with you here, right? Let's unpack this a bit. So what happens is there's this food that we want and we think we shouldn't be eating it. So then we don't plan it, but we want to eat it. So we eat it, goes in our mouth, but we don't put it on paper. Yeah. And we avoid the tougher, and it doesn't have to be tough, but a lot of us identify it as tough, the tougher conversation that we would have if we had written it down and then made a decision. And so oftentimes what happens is you have it on your plan for a couple weeks every day, and maybe for a week or two, you eat it every day. But then over time, you don't want it. And if you give yourself that space, you get to know yourself and you start to have that conversation.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the idea of ice cream being on your plan every day?
Okay, well, it makes sense in theory. It seems scary, but I guess I'm willing to try it because I kind of knew that's would be the next step. And like what I'm doing now isn't working anyway. So,
give me like one, like you're willing to try it. And if you have the thought, I'm willing to try it, how does that feel?
I just feel a little nervous.
Why?
I just feel like then I'm going to just start eating it every day and just get out of control.
What would out of control totally look like?
Eating ice cream every day.
But you're kind of doing that already.
Well, no, I'm doing it like 3 or 4 times a week.
Okay. So do you believe you could write something on your plan and then not eat it?
I feel like what I know about since I joined NoBS is that I've learned so much and learned that I could do things I didn't think I could do. So I feel like I can learn to do that. And yes. Yeah. So
yes, there's just like a glimmer of hope there. Like you believe it's possible that you could write something on your plan and choose to not eat it eventually. Is that fair?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So that's, I think, a great place to be, right? Because we want to understand if you truly believe it's possible. And that allows for that curiosity of experimentation. And if it's okay to share just a quick story with you.
Yeah.
So one day, about a year ago, I was having all the thoughts about Hostess cupcakes and Hostess Twinkies. And I hadn't had one in like 25 years. But it was just almost like an obsession until one week I wrote on my weekly plan, all the Hostess. That was the sentence, all the Hostess. And I'm telling you, I planned Hostess cupcakes or Twinkies or pies or whatever, all of them, one at every meal. And my brain was like, oh no, like I'm going to eat all the Hostess. And I did for like 29 hours. I did have all the Hostess at every meal. But honestly, by dinner the next day, like, so 24 plus, I was over the Hostess. And I mean, like over it. And I have not eaten Hostess since then. And that's, I'm not saying that's going to happen to you. I just want you to see, like, by giving myself permission really quickly, I didn't want the permission anymore. I think so many of us think that like by giving yourself permission to have the ice cream every day, you're just like automatically going to go into like ice cream mode.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily true. When you take that judgment away and you give yourself permission, it's a different state of mind than the person who's not writing it on their plan and then eating it and having to throw it away. It's not the same person showing up when you plan for it and execute your plan.
Yeah.
So what would it be like for you if you planned it every day and then allowed yourself to have the conversation?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to find out.
Good.
I think then, like, my next question then is what to say to myself in that moment? Like, how, because I don't want to give in to that urge every day, mm-hmm. you know? And so what, like, how do I handle that when that comes up?
What do you think is possible? I mean, I'm happy to offer you some, but let's see if you can come up with one.
Okay. So I'm planning this every day so that, well, because not planning it wasn't working, but I really don't want to eat this every day because this is going to steal my dreams and my goals.
How does that feel?
That feels pretty good. Okay. Yeah.
Right. I think there's some experimentation here. This is a spot for curiosity. I might offer myself a thought like, I love you and I'm experimenting. I love you, you know, to myself, I love you. And I'm getting to know myself enough to see where I'm at with this, to see how much I really want it. To see how much of this is the story I tell myself and the judgment I have about what I should and shouldn't eat, and to get to know myself when I give myself permission.
Yeah. Yeah. So being, go ahead.
I loved what you said. I absolutely loved it. It was so beautiful. It's like, you're literally going to experiment, but your goal is to not eat ice cream every day.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I have a goal to not eat ice cream, and I'm going to get to my goal by giving myself permission.
That's a really good thought. That feels very empowering. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, this is how I'm doing this because I'm going to get to my goal of not, you know, not eating it every day.
Exactly. Well,
three or four times a week or whatever.
And also, like, I'm going to be a person who loses every pound and eats ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I believe that because there are other things that I eat. Like, I make like some oatmeal with peanut butter mm-hmm. and a little stevia or whatever. And like that I can limit, but it just seems like I have the struggle with the foods that are so, like, in my mind, like, I don't know, I guess I have a sexy story about them.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say. It's really because you have a story and you have practiced eating them with that story in mind. And like all of us, we have a thought about something. Like, I had a thought about what it meant to be the hostess eater, but then I just like proved myself wrong. It's like, oh, it turns out I don't want them that bad. Like, I did until I didn't. And you can be a person who loses every pound and still eats ice cream, and you will get there by being loving, making a choice to put on your plan daily to learn and grow from a place of love, knowing that that acceptance will open the door to you deciding when you really want it, how much you really want to eat of it. And I would even challenge you to like, stop and ask yourself, like, what is it that I even like about this? And is more mm-hmm. even better at pick your favorite ice cream. We all know the fuck it food worksheet. Pick your favorite ice cream, but I want to have you do it just slightly modified. Get the worksheet, but with ice cream specific, I want you to notice how many bites till you don't taste it anymore and your tongue is just frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you might find that's 4 bites. Well, right. Maybe you're a person who eats 4 bites of ice cream every other day because you're not even tasting it anymore.
Oh my God, that'd be great.
Right? It's like there's so many possibilities, but your brain is just shutting all that down.
Yeah.
Because you're not willing to even plan an experiment.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I've got to listen to this like again to take it all in what you're saying. But I think like my story was so strong about it that I didn't even have a perspective on that I could be someone who has ice cream in the freezer and eats like even a cup of ice cream or a half a cup of ice cream and then eats it the next day. And like, that feels exciting to me. And I just want to say, like, I am so thankful for the No BS program and just like how much it's changed my life because I hadn't been able to lose this weight. And just to see how this program works and the thought work, you know, it's so much more than weight loss. But thanks for giving me a different perspective too. But I just want to encourage anybody like who thinks like you can't lose weight or you're struggling. Like I could not lose weight for the longest time. And like I said, I mean, like right now I'm down like 54 pounds and I still have, you know, like 56 more to go.
Hey, and Corinne and the program didn't do it for you. You did it for you. You made the program work for you. You're the one to celebrate, Catherine. Yes. You did it.
Yes. Oh, yes. I am celebrating me.
Good. Yes. I want to make sure
you're taking credit. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I'm very grateful for you, you know, Corinne and the coaches and everybody in the, you know, all the women in No BS. But I just want to encourage people because if you're feeling like you can't do it, you know, I feel confident that I will get to my goal. And so thank you for helping me on this next step.
You're so welcome. Thank you for sharing yourself with us today and congratulations on your loss. And I look forward to seeing you more in the future and hearing how everything's going. You know where to find me. You can find me in Facebook and Ask Coaches. And if you want support along the way with your ice cream journey, just reach out.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. All right. All right. We have Jess. That's so good. What an inspiration you all are. Hi, Jess.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
This is my very first time as well, so I'm very nervous as well. and I am celebrating actually this next week of being with you guys for a year. So,
oh, congratulations.
In my very first call, let's celebrate that way.
Wow. Congratulations. And so tell me what you're working on now a year in.
So I just want to say as well that for all the new ladies, I am down 90 pounds. My goal was definitely 100 when I first started. And so it feels really good. So I'm really waiting to get into that Century Club. That's my main goal here.
Congratulations. 90 pounds.
Thank you. One of the things that I feel is still something I'm challenged with, and I might get emotional as well, so I apologize ahead of time. I've been with the same guy for 4 going on 5 years. Mm-hmm. When I signed up a year ago, I told myself I wasn't going to tell anybody I was doing this program because I was scared to fail. Mm-hmm. I did tell my mom at that point just because I knew she would still love me regardless. But I have yet to come out and tell him that I'm doing this. So mm-hmm. I do a lot of my program work behind the scenes. sorry.
You never have to apologize for having feelings here.
Well, I've been in and out of accountability groups, and all the ladies that I've worked with have said, I'm shocked he hasn't said anything to you. And it's never bothered me. I've never been with a guy that's judged my weight or at least come out and been like, you're fat, you need to lose weight. So it doesn't surprise me because he's never commented on my weight before. But I'm kind of thinking, well, now that I have the loose skin and I've lost the weight, you know, I feel like there's just like that. There's a gap, I guess, is the best way to put it. So I feel like, number one, he's very much somebody that's like food oriented. Like if he messes up, he brings me a chocolate shake home. So that's been one of my challenges throughout this journey is, well, I've had him plan it, then now I look like an asshole if I say, oh, that's all right, I'm putting in the freezer. So I guess my thing is I just wanted to openly talk to you and see what your thoughts are on how to go about that conversation. I guess, obviously, I've lost the weight. I'm losing the weight. I'm still going. I still want to go past 100 pounds. So I kind of thought this would be a good safe space to share because I'm on that journey. But I don't get why it's so hard.
Do you want to talk to him? I mean, do you actually want to have this conversation?
I think at this point I do. I've been thinking about joining a call and talking about it for the last 2 months.
Oh, I'm so glad you did. So have a thought that you want to talk to him about it, but you feel afraid? Is that fair?
Yes, I'm scared to see the reaction, one of the things, and by the way, I actually talked about this program to his mom, and his mom had shared with me, he's always like bigger women. This will be interesting to see if he stays with you.
Okay.
So, sorry.
You don't have to apologize to me. So Excuse me.
Nope, I guess it's more or less I'm nervous to see,
So his mom said words to you, and you have
thoughts about them? I've done the journaling through that many times.
Yeah, so let's talk it out though. Right, she said words, and you made them mean what?
Well, that might be a truth that I don't know was going to happen. Like, he might just say, yep. You have lost weight. You have extra skin. Granted, I can one day have surgery to remove that, but I'm not willing to wait. And I don't like how you look, stuff like that is what goes through my head.
So well, you lost the weight over time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Like I said, I started with you guys the first week of August and I've been doing a good trend. Very proud of myself.
he may not know what journey he's on, but he's been on the journey with you. You've been in with him the whole time, yes?
Oh, yeah. 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 And I think I know he's noticed. That's just it. Like when the previous ladies I was in the accountability group have been like, has he just not noticed? Like I'm eating a plate like this now at every meal. I used to have a plate like everybody else. I have a small plate. I eat less portions. He's very much like he loves through food. So he will make me like chocolate covered strawberries. And well, I didn't expect it that day. It's not on my plan. And I lost the weight somehow. I stuck to my plans. So
you are having thoughts about what he thinks, but he's not sharing at all. He's not expressed a single thing about it.
No, not really. And that's why it's like, okay, I just want to kind of have that conversation finally. Like, number one, everybody else in my world makes comments. And again, I don't want him. I'm not the kind of woman that wants to walk up to him and say, have you noticed?
Let's start with that. What would you like to share with him? Let's do our best for the rest of our conversation to try and stay out of his thought bubble, right? Because he's going to get to think what he wants to think. He has not expressed any distaste. So let's not assume he is thinking anything negative because we actually legitimately have no idea. And we have no idea. His mom said words, but we don't know if they're real. We don't know if she knows his preferences. We don't know anything.
Well, the only thing that has changed is I just feel like in the last couple of months, especially now that I'm at the 70, the 80, the 90 down, I just feel like the affection, I mean, he's not an affectionate person to begin with, but I feel like the affection that was there is just not. Like, I went up to him on Saturday to give him a kiss, and I got the, ugh, get out of my face.
Like, so how do you... You want to talk to him about this. What do you want him to know about what you've done?
Well, I guess the way I would phrase it is I've made a lifestyle change. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but I just want to make sure that there isn't, again, throughout this whole process, I kind of felt secretive and I don't like that. So I guess just finally saying, hey, this is what I'm doing I'm not sure how you feel about it. Do you have any comments, questions, concerns for me at this time? I mean, again, otherwise I'm a very open person, you know, yeah. This was something I did and I was scared I was going to fail. So I didn't want to basically, like any other woman, they don't want to be put down. And so if I would have failed and he didn't ever notice a change, then to hear him say, well, I thought you were trying to lose weight. What's going on? You know, again, so my thoughts,
here's
all about thoughts.
It is. And in the present, you like, we can let go of all those thoughts because you succeeded. So we can be in the present and the future with this now because you have lost the 90 pounds. So any of your thoughts about failure or acceptance, all of that is now the past. You're here, you've done it. And so you're asking, how do you start the conversation? And my recommendation to you would be to start all about you. Not like what he thinks necessarily at first, but like, this is what I've done. I want to share it with you. And then what do you think about it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like giving him the opportunity to have his true thoughts and feelings, whatever they are, not pre-deciding, not like staying out of his brain altogether, right? Like as individuals, we're entitled. He might absolutely love you and he still is attracted to plus size women. Who cares? He might still be attracted to you. You have no clue. Even the rejected kiss, the way you described it, might not have been. It might have been the moment. It might have been his own mood, right? Like we always do this as lots of women do this. Like we make any slight from our partner, any partner, mean something negative about us. It may not be.
Mm-hmm.
So my urging to you would be literally to stay out of his brain and let him own his own thoughts and feelings. So sharing because you're sharing from a place of love and respect of yourself and wanting to bring it to the forefront so you don't have any of that thought of like, I'm going to sneak this around or whatever, because that's what you said you wanted to do. And so doing that from a place of love of you, though, of you right. accepting you, of you liking the decision you made.
Oh, I love it.
Right? Oh, look at your smile. I just want you to be with that for a minute. Can you see yourself?
I can. And I've recently gone to the store. I've allowed myself to try on the smaller stuff. Like I've been wearing the same stuff since I was 90 plus pounds. And I'm like, all right, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I'm loving this. I've wanted it all my life, you know. And so I finally found something that was going to allow me to eat all the things that I wanted. So that's why it's not hard. That part isn't hard for me. I knew I needed to find something where I could still, like you guys were talking about, plan the ice cream. I'm a very big ice cream person. I lost 90 pounds eating ice cream. Like,
yes. So,
I do. I love it. I feel like, okay, like I'm at the 90 pounds. I'm going to get to that 100. You know, I'm so excited to have that Century Award. How do I explain that to somebody who has no idea what I've done? And so,
yeah, so
I'm like, it's just time. It's time to have that conversation. And I want to do it without, like you said, being in his thoughts. Cause he's told me many times I'm an anxious person without the program. So,
okay, Jess.
So he's always told me like, you don't know what I'm thinking. You're not inside my brain. Stop thinking or assuming. So I just wanted to have this conversation.
So I want you to go into it with love and trust of yourself, knowing that you can explain the program in your own words and trust that it's going to come out perfectly the way it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. And even if that's messy, that's the way it was supposed to. Allow him his own thoughts and feelings about it that don't necessarily have to result in anything about you, whatever his personal preferences are, whatever, any of it. Yeah. Like your partner will choose you because your partner chose you, right? My partner is about 18 and a half years older than me. That was not my life goal. I wanted somebody like that. We were young and vivacious together and all these things. And yet we ended up being this compatible couple. And it doesn't always make sense to me. It doesn't always look pretty or perfect. And we're in very different stages of life oftentimes, but somehow we stay out of each other's brains and we come together and make this great partnership, even with all our profound differences. People can be very different and have different tendencies and different preferences and come together and choose partnership. And that trumps personal preference or trumps attraction or like physical attraction because of mental attraction, or mental attraction trumps physical attraction. There are so many components. There's just no benefit of riding inside his brain and making up a story. If you're going to make up a story, why not make it amazing?
Yeah.
You don't know what he's thinking anyway. So why make the terrible story up when you could make up the most amazing story? Like, you're going to share it with him and he's going to offer support.
That's what I would love to happen. And I'm in the same boat as you, Julie. We have a 14-year difference as well. So, I mean,
there's different stages of life. He's been along the road with you each of the days, every one of those 90 pounds. He may not speak his thoughts, but he saw. His eyes are open. He is there.
Right. He's a big part of my whys. You know, I have tons of whys. And again, it's like you said, even the adventurous, like I very much fell in love with him for the adventure side. Well, in order for me to go, what is it? Like skydiving or zip lining, you gotta be a certain weight. Well, I couldn't zip line like he wanted to 4 years ago, you know, and there's a lot of things that I'm going to be able to do now. So that's why I want to finally just have that conversation of, hey, I hope you still accept me for who I am. And this is why, because now I can finally expand our adventures that I wasn't able to. So
Jeff, this is amazing. Your homework is to schedule this for yourself. Pick a time that makes sense for you. Pick a day that makes sense for you. Plan a little bit, maybe put it on your plan. Write out the important parts that you want to share, maybe why you chose to do it, what you like about your choice, what you like about your results. And if you want to ask him what he thinks and feels, that's great, but it's not a requirement, right? Like, we don't have to have feedback from a partner to make a decision and be okay with it. Right? It's really important. You are an autonomous human being.
Thank you.
I get to decide for you. I'm so proud of you. And I'm really excited for you to like continue this journey out in the open and not in the secret with this person that means so much to you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The person I live with.
Yeah. Yes, go forth and communicate. Good for you.
Thank you so much, Julie.
Thank you. You take care of you. Good luck. And let us know if we can support you in any way.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right. We're at the end of this call, but I have a Q&A question from someone who asked if I have a team for Base to Space. So I am open to having a team. I pre-registered because the registration opened up about 3 weeks ago. So I will post in the Facebook group, and if there is any interest, I am happy to have a team and for any No BS woman to do the Base to Space with me. As you all know, I am a Pacific Northwester. I live in Washington State. Seattle is about 2 hours from my house. So I am going to be staying in a hotel a night before the climb and a night after the climb. So if anyone wants to climb with me, you can let me know on Facebook, or you can send me a message through Facebook and I will make a team. So thank you so much for being on this call. I really appreciate you and your vulnerability and for doing No BS with me. You are all role models for me on my own journey. And I am So grateful for you. And there's one more Q&A. Last month was very pivotal for me, and doing a disco sheet when needed are my level ups for August. Oh, Sherry, that's amazing. I have a goal to do 18 in August, and I also printed 10 urge worksheets. I'm feeling resistant when time to do it, mostly because of the I should have made my screen bigger. The time it takes doing it so late and journaling. Basically, I spend so much time on all the other worksheets in my planner. I remember you saying you did the discos even when you didn't need to. Can you direct us to that call or speak on that? So yes, Sherry, I'm happy to. So I can reference the call, but I'm happy to just speak on it for this last minute as we close up. So to me, the discovery worksheet, in by definition, it's about discovery. So when I am off plan, or like leveling up, so I planned like say a grilled ham and cheese, and instead I have a turkey sandwich, or I end up having like a salad with ham on it, I will do the discovery worksheet. And I will use the questions. It's like the force be with you. I use the questions for good, right? I literally want to know, why did I level up in that moment? Why did I think I could do that? And like, where was I when I made that thought? What was I thinking? What did I tell myself? And I just go through the questions as if it was designed for leveling up. Because to me, discovery is all about that curiosity and learning. And so that's not this negative learning. I want to be able to repeat when I do a positive choice too. When I level up, I am so happy I'm leveling up. I want to make sure I do that again. And the only way to do it again is to discover why I did it in the first place. So to me, the discovery worksheet is like, it's literally the roadmap to positive change. So I don't see it like a punishment. I don't use it like a punishment. I use it based on its true meaning, discovery. So hopefully that answers the question. And I just want to thank you all again. Love you all. And enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I will see you very soon. Bye now. Thanks, Coach Judith.